This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australians under 16 are being warned. They have just 2 weeks before their accounts are deleted from several major social media platforms. With Australia's world first age ban taking effect on 10th of December, Meta has begun alerting teenagers they will lose access to Instagram, Threads and Facebook. 10-year-old Bethos tells SBS Arabic she's preparing for life beyond social media.
I feel like sad but like happy at the same time. And yeah, like I'll be like happy, sad, but as well, it's like a good, like it's a good thing. I'll be like singing, like music, and playing like more sports. I'll be with my cousins and everything.
Tropical cyclone Finnan is expected to head towards the top end, with coastal and island communities warned to prepare for destructive winds, flash flooding and dangerous storm tides. Forecasters caution that cyclones remain highly unpredictable and Darwin could still face intense rain and damaging winds over the weekend. Jonathan Howe with the Bureau of Meteorology provides an update.
A tropical cyclone Finnan has been named off the coast of the Northern Territory. On Thursday morning, it is expected to be a Category 2 system, and through the day, it will bring increasing wind and rain to parts of the top-end coastline. So if you are in that part of the country, do keep across the latest forecasts and warnings, and do watch our dedicated severe weather update video.
United States President Donald Trump says he will work to help end the civil war in Sudan after Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman asked him to get involved in the conflict. Mr. Trump says the Saudi Crown Prince told him that bringing an end to the war would be the president's greatest diplomatic achievement.
I settled 8 wars, and His Majesty would like me to do something very powerful having to do with Sudan. It was not on my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something crazy and out of control. But I just see how important that is to you and to a lot of your friends in the room. Sudan, and we're going to start working in Sudan. I didn't think that that was one that was going to be so easy to do, but we're going to start working.
Ukrainian rescuers are working through the night in the city of Ternopil after one of Russia's deadliest strikes on western Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say a barrage of Russian drones and missiles struck 2 9-story apartment blocks in the city, killing at least 25 people, including 3 children. The neighbouring Lviv and Ivano-Frankivsk regions were also struck, and a drone attack on 3 districts of the northeastern city of Kharkiv has wounded more than 30 people. In sport, Matilda's stars have all featured as European champions Arsenal returned to form with a 2-1 comeback win over Real Madrid in the Women's Champions League. Caroline Weir put Madrid ahead with a crisp first-half volley, but England striker Alessia Russo turned the match with 2 second-half headers, securing Arsenal's second win from 4 group games. The result offers timely relief for coach Sleggers after a 3-match winless run, including last week's shock defeat to Bayern Munich. And that's SBS News in Easy English.